Blog Talk Radio.
Oh shit, here we go. The dagger bitch, aka 4DB with me. I just reached that point in my life, you know, I realized a lot of things. I realized a lot of things ain't gonna change, a lot of things ain't gonna be the same, no matter what I do, no matter how much I push forward, no matter how much haters try to come at me, still gonna be the same. Still gonna be the same. Let's do it like this in 2013. You people think you know me, but you only know what I allow. Niggas love my lyrics, and these bitches love my doggy style. Been here for a while, I've seen many things, many scenes. Seen some people shed tears, seen some die, heard the scream. No, it ain't, I wish it was. This hell on earth is really real, that's why I keep on doing. Popping pills and bottles, gotta stay up, I can't let me down. The weed grew on real trees, I burned the rainforest down. See how people play around, so why you think I'm laughing at them? Lucky I ain't blapping, since so many shots they... I ain't no stupid nigga, never wanna pull the trigger. There are those that take your life so they can make their pockets bigger. Set you up and use a flipper, never see me pay a stripper. Why you looking at her booty, niggas rush the door and get you. That's what you get, niggas thinking what you did. Pumping up these bitches' heads, thirsty niggas make me sick. I make these bitches eat a brick for talking shit all out they neck. Getting mad at me because the county playing with the check. Take a step, you standing still, but when you do, you stepping back. On your back, a booty clapping.
Every nigga hit it down.
Letting traps and niggas falling victim to that pussy power. Got you paying by the hour, acting sweet but really sour. Look at you, you love a liar, going dummy for a bitch. Kissing on the same lips, she used to suck some other dick. Trust me though, I know the strife, not just once, happened twice.
Said it all, lost it all.
Yeah, right, love is just another word and bitches tell you anything. Your actions brought reactions, now a bitch ain't getting anything.
You may never have your own CD, you may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Eli with it, walking. My notebook is my Bible, and I'm blindly passing every test. So take your shots, I still progress. Success, I won't take nothing less. Done with all these feelings, cut the heart out of my own chest. Now I'm feeling better, and that's for whoever thought that they could tear me down and brought me so much stormy weather. But I'm the dagger bitch, and 4DB's a witted nigga, Mr. Big Ol' Booty Flipper, aka the way it has to be. People have the audacity to try to play me like that bullshit music they download for rap to me, but I'm glad to see that they like it sweet. Dagger's gonna let them storm. When they ask me to come back, I'll say, you had a chance, so step aside. Don't wanna have to run you over. My life is like a bullet train. The conductor is a weed smoker. Plus he ain't never sober. His hot string is positive. Schwarzenegger with it.
Come with me if you want to live.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, smoke more weed.
Because they blind and they can't see.
You may never have your own CD. You may never be on TV. So fuck them, they can't see. 4DB.
Boy, oh boy, really great work, bitches. You all showed lots of kisses today. Except for you, Megan. I'm afraid you get a Stormy Cloud sticker today. So wait, you're keeping all the money now? I just hold on to all the money, because bitches can't be trusted with it. We pull all the kissing money together, see? But if you want to buy anything, you just talk to the bottom bitch, and then the bottom bitch talks to me. All right, see you after school. Do you know what I am saying?
All right, children, I want you to copy down these math problems and solve them before recess.
Yo, baby. Baby, yo. What? Bitch, you want to make some other money? What? Bitch, you should be doing kissing on the playground. You can make $50 a day. Buy all the purses and shoes you've ever worn. I'll treat you right, bitch. Shut up. Oh, all right, then. Hey, Randy. Randy! Bitch, don't you want to start making some real money? Leave me alone. Well, you were made for the playground, bitch. You should be out there working. Don't you want a new lunchbox? Now, new coat? call you bitch?
Butters, dude.
What? You can't call my girlfriend a bitch.
Oh.
Well, all I'm saying, the bitch should be out there working it all. What you doing, bitch? Just giving kisses to Stan for free? You should be making some motherfucking money.
Stan? Butters, seriously, if you don't stop this, I'll kick your ass.
Clad, here's $100. Stan comes near, we punch him.
Ah, wait. Dude, we've created a monster.
Come on, Wendy, you should be putting that mouse to work.
Butters! Butters, do you have a problem?
All these bitches are kissing fellas, and I haven't figured out that they can be making some serious f***ing money.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Hint when you hear that tag, it's the kid with the pompous swag. It's two stars in that rag when I show that flag. It's Panama, baby. Big shout to my whoop-a queen, Queen V, at Bang Out Radio. I see you, lady.
Oh, he's here. What's cracking, y'all? Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, reality radio. And if you're tuned in live or whenever you decide to listen to this, this is West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night. Dagger, Queen, how you feeling tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
I am actually in a very super mood tonight, and as shocking as it is, I am feeling lovely right about now, and I got good news, you know, got a new beauty of the week checking in tonight. Like it's gonna be a good night. I got a good feeling about it. I got my drink, I got two blunts rolled up and some good. I got my cigarettes, I got a lighter that works. I'm good. Like. Yes, vodka and orange juice. But okay, before we get into it, y'all, like I said, my fault. Business first. Shout out to the boss lady, Topaz, to say again, thank you for creating Bang Out Radio and allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing over here again for us, for these independent artists, for anybody that respects that realness, that respects reality. Because again, not only are we providing a place for independent music, we're providing a place for independent thoughts, independent conversations, you know, because you never know what you may hear, you never know what people are going to say, but whatever it happens, as long as you can back it up, that's what we're here for. Let's get it in. And then also, all independent artists, keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending in your music, all right? You can keep sending it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to my co-host, Queen. Where can they send it to?
You can send it to Queen B, BEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is Queen B, BEE1991@gmail.com.
And again, y'all, Bang Out Radio right now got four shows on the air, and three of them plays music, so you'll see it will get a rotation, and if it knocks, it will be a rotation more than once, so don't even trip, all right? And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread a word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support us, to support my co-hosts, to support the beauties of the week, to support the artists. And like I said, if you just respect what we got going on over here, thank you. Keep doing what you do. Tell a friend, tell somebody, let them know what's going down over here. Send us some music, send us some drops, whatever. Holler at us. All right, but if you're about that bullshit, leave it where it's at, because you already know how we get down on you. But as always, let's start it off like this, because we got something special set on top. My man, Levi Kev, how you feeling tonight, man?
Yeah.
Set out the gate. How you feeling?
Oh, man, you know, just another day, another dollar, another song.
All right. As always. So again, as always, I know they can just Google you, man. But again, let people know. Like I said, I know you got shit coming out and everything, man. Just let them know what's up, man. What can we be looking out for? What's coming down the pipe?
Oh man, the Gift and the Curse dropping next March. Fans keep asking for it, so I'm gonna go ahead and go back to the R&B and drop another Mr. Sex Education Volume 2.
Okay. And where can they find your shit right now? Like I said, they want to go download it or anything, or you know, catch it out there right now. Where can they go find it?
Right now, you can just, you know, I'm on Amazon, Napster, iTunes, Spread Network, eMusic, anything that sells music. 9 times out of 10, I'm on it.
He there somewhere. All right, y'all. So y'all make sure that's what I'm talking about, man. Y'all make sure y'all go find Levi Kevin, support him. My man got some knockers. And actually, we was having a conversation earlier before the show because he keeps sending me stuff, and I'm like, nah, man, I got that one. Like, nah, man, I got that one. Like, hold on, man. Okay, wait. No, that one I don't got. Like, okay, now. But you sent me three. Like I said, are you going to give them the snippet or are you going to give them the whole thing? Because that I'm Yours is knocking. Like I said, you taking it back to the it's Coast Wednesdays. You know it's coming out, so you know the ladies going to like that one. You going to give them the full or you going to give them a snippet? What you going to do to them?
Fuck it. You know what I mean? I might as well just. I know I was told just to do the teaser, but.
Watch it. See, that's how we do on Bang Out Radio right here, y'all. So here it is, my man. See, I love my nigga show love right here, y'all. So make sure y'all pay attention because this is exclusive right here, all right? Levi Kev, bring this in, man. It's all Yours. Let them know what's up.
Yeah, man, what it is. Well, Levi Kev, you know what I'm saying, here on Bang Out Radio. Pump Nice and Stagger, Miss Queen G. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are now about to hear I'm Yours.
Let's get it in, y'all. West Coast Wednesday, Pump Nice, and this is how we start it off. Let's go. DJ shit. We got to bring that back. Y'all ain't ready for this. Hold on. Levi, I'm Yours, man. Bring the RB back, y'all. Let's get it. See, ladies, y'all can be happy now. Y'all can thank Levi Kev when we get back from these tracks, man, because now we're going to have to just R&B it all night. That's just how I feel now. Like I said, we're gonna keep it pushing. Storm, first time. Let's get it.
I know that you've been waiting. know you're feeling me. So what we talking for? Girl, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes, baby. Take off them clothes, take off them clothes, baby. Take off them clothes. I'm taking you. I know you're feeling me. From what we talking for?
Shout it, take off them clothes.
I can tell that you want it. On my tour, play shit about it, call it. The opportunity in your face, you take it. Know you think I'm rushing, but the mood is fading. So what you gonna do? Cause I just wanna come through. With opportunity in your face, you take it. Girl, I'll lay you down, girl, don't start saying I gotta go, why you gotta leave? She said he calling me, I said that shit don't mean a thing. I'm digging you. I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for? Girl, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes, yeah. Take off those clothes. Take off those clothes, yeah. Take off those clothes. I'm digging you. I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for?
Shout it, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes. Shout it, take off those clothes. Take off those clothes. Shout it, take off those clothes.
I'm digging you, I know you're feeling me. So what we talking for?
Shout it, take off them clothes.
I know you've been waiting,
que eras o meu amor, não esperava.
That's a sorority?
Yes.
Oh, okay, excuse me, okay. I have to clarify,
yes.
All right.
You know, ski-wee in the house, okay, ski-wee. But, you know, my major was in nursing anesthesiology, but currently I don't do that anymore because I took over my grandfather's business, his realtor business, and basically, you know, like I said, I'm 26, no children, just basically living life.
Wait. One more time. What did you say?
I'm 26, no kids.
Wow, that doesn't...
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Yeah. that just shocked me for a second. Don't mind me. That's rare as well. Don't mind me. Like I said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I'm 26, no kids. Basically, you know, the youngest of four children. And I represent Compton to the fullest.
Shit. All right. Well, here we go. Now, Ms. Lundy, now, born and raised on Calabasas, though. Now I'm confused. Is Calabasas the one that's got Legoland right now, or is Calabasas out there, like, towards Oxnard, the other way, towards the desert?
It's actually like an hour away from L.A.
About an hour away outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you actually come into the city? When did you come into the city? How old were you when you started coming, when you actually were out here?
When I actually started coming to Compton?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, born and raised, or you commuted? You know what I mean? You just traveled.
Yeah,
I'm
commuting. My dad is from Compton.
Really.
Yeah, my dad is from Compton, and my mother is from Calabasas. And we were raised in Calabasas, but, you know, every children go to their grandmother's house for the weekend. And so Compton bound, I was.
To the hood. Got to chill out, relax.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the wrong way. But then also, like you said, double major, UCLA grad. See, my parents went to UCLA, 2010, double major. And then in business management and a registered nurse. So you got two sides. So you could run your own nursing business if you wanted to, right?
Basically, I can work a business deal like a double-jointed stripper can work a pole.
Mm-mm. Double-jointed. I heard that. Oh, man, and then let's see, hobbies, reading, cooking, spending time with family, definitely. Oh, and playing the piano? Uh-oh, you be getting your Alicia Keys off? That's how you feel?
Well, you know, I started playing the piano when I was five. My grandmother was a church musician, and she said I used to always hit the piano, and so she started teaching me, and I'm at the point now where I can play by ear, and I can also read music also. So.
Oh, wow. Wow, see, you got educated, can play the piano. Like, what else we got now? And then now you were in Atlanta, Georgia for a little while and then came back, or you, what, how long were you in Georgia?
I was in Georgia for 2 months. My job, Kaiser, sent me to Grady Memorial. And then, like, they withdrew their deal with Grady Memorial, and so Grady Memorial sent us back to Kaiser, and then I just never went back to work. I went into taking care of my grandfather's business because, you know, he's at an older age now, and so that's what I started doing now.
Okay. And then, Queen, anything real quick? Or are you, because, you know, I got ammo.
No, I was going to ask, I have a couple questions, actually. I was going to ask, well, is it only because you wanted to take over your grandfather's business that you stopped doing nursing, or is it just like, is that something that you always wanted to do and you plan on going back?
I do plan on going back. Right now I'm just getting into the whole swing of being a CEO, you know. Like, the business is that what we do is we buy rental properties and we, you know, flip them out and release them. I mean, we'll lease them out. And so,
you flip them and then you rent them?
So if I need a place to live, then we need to holler at your company.
Yeah.
And y'all go,
y'all
like this, because I need a place to live. I'm technically homeless. So, yeah, this is a good connection.
Yeah, right now we own, like, 27 properties.
No shit.
We have a couple in Big Bear and a couple in Palmdale and Lancaster.
Own properties. We own
the
properties right here. CEO of the business. That's what I'm talking about right now. This is the dopest part of the whole bio. Just this little transition right here, right? And I can see Now, as because Lenny told me, like I grew up, you know, around schools. Also studied business with sports, after school activities, and after school activities. But here's the truth: like I also spent the weekend in Compton. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, that's my favorite line of the whole bio. Like, but here's the truth. Like, fuck all that shit. Don't get it twisted. Like, you don't. There is another side to this, right?
Yeah. Like, I am a hood bitch straight up, okay? I'm just a corporate. I'm a corporate hood bitch, okay? I'm really twisted.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And then, so, I mean, what's the ultimate goal? Like, to just keep owning properties, multiple properties? I mean, you seem like you're at the point where you can just do whatever you want. So, I mean, no kids, no, you know, you're so basically a career woman at this point. Are you thinking about kids? Is that something you would feel would slow you down at this point? Maybe down the line later? Because, you know, it's just amazing to see it how it's like business first. Like it seems like you're going along the way that I tend to go. It's like, you know, you got to build your foundation first before you try to bring something else into the situation. And most people don't realize that. But I don't know if that's what your thought process is or what your
No, it's just that, you know, we were based and raised around structure, you know, and my parents used to always tell us, like, you know, well, my parents got money, so I ain't worried about nothing, you know?
Right.
And my parents, you know, like, one day my dad heard us saying that, and he was like, oh, no, let me tell you something. This is my money. You know, you're broke. You know, he was like, you're broke. This is my money. So at the end of the day, you know, you don't have no money. So we used to always, like, me and my sisters and my brother and I, we always went to, like, a year-round school.
Oh, year round.
And they always
it's like track and everything, huh? Like track A, track
yeah.
B. Ugh, I hated that.
Yeah,
but,
so
yeah, I'm sorry.
After I graduated college, you know, I went straight off into college. I mean, well, not after I graduated high school, I went straight into college.
Yeah, you shot straight through because, I mean, graduated high school in 06 and then graduated UCLA 2010. You didn't waste no time. Like, I'm getting done with this. Like,
yeah, like, because I was like, I'm tired of going to school. My dad was like, either you're going to go college, or either you're going to go to their services, or you're going to go to the Peace Corps or something. But you're getting up out of here. So, you know.
Was on that. Oh, you're 18. As soon as you turn 18, like, you're out there.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a story. My dad took my brother.
Right.
My brother, at the time, he wanted to be like a gangbanger, you know, Tyru or whatever the situation may be. So he took him to, my dad was an ex-gangbanger. But, you know, my dad took him to the Army officers, and he told him, he said, you're my son, you're my only son, I love you. He was like, but I'm not going to watch you die in the streets. He was like, this is your choice. Either you're going to choose life or you're going to choose death. He said, if you're going to choose life, that means you're going to get your ass out of this car, and you're going to go in there, and you're going to sign up for one of these services. If you choose death, that means you're going to get out of this car, and you're going to go the other way. But just know that I'm going to disown you. Like, you'll be dead to me. So my brother made the right decision, and he went and signed up for the Navy.
See, that's how it should go, though. See, these are parents that matter. See what happens? Like I said, my parents kicked my ass, too. And even though shit's rough, I mean, I got my head on my shoulders, and, you know, I'm going to make that right decision when that line is pushed. Like, but that just proves it right there. Like I said, parents that give a fuck, look at what happens. Like, oh, my God, I'm loving this right here. Now, also, what's some advice, though, that you can give people as well? Because I know you see a lot of the same things out here that obviously that we be seeing, because people is out here obviously losing their mind. I mean, anybody, like, how are you able to stay focused? What are some of the things, you know, maybe you had to overcome or push to the side or whatever just to stay focused? Like I said, double major, you know, running a business, you know, not everybody can do that. You know what I mean? It doesn't happen like that.
New to me, too. It's like running a business is new to me, too. I'm used to just going to the hospital, making my rounds, you know, putting people to sleep, easy job, you know, and waking them back up or whatever. But, you know, this is running a business is new to me, too. But, basically, the advice that I can give ladies, achieve your goals. Don't get sidetracked by men, you know, just because you want him at that time. Make sure, you know, you have yourself together. Make sure that if you get to a point in life where you are in love with a man, because I've seen this so many times where people were married for 20-something years, you know, and the man left them and left them basically taking care of them but left them with nothing. And your whole thing is that you want to always have your fallback plan. You know, you, if he leave you tomorrow, what could you do tomorrow?
Basically.
You know, because, yeah. And, men, you know, for the men, like, stop dogging us women because y'all say that, oh, women are sneakier than men, which we are, but you gotta think about it. We were made from a man, you know. We were made from a man. God pulled us from your rib. We learn from you. We watch you. And especially if a woman is in love with you, she learned her man, you know, and she watches you. And so don't ever think that you can get over on her because she watches you and that, you know, that's where she learned from. So settle down, you know, find you that nice, wholesome woman. Put God in your life, most importantly. Put God in your life because through him, everything is possible, you know, and humble yourself. That's all you have to do. As long as you have God, you know, as long as you have God in your life, you humble yourself, you know, all his blessings are going to come down. So.
There it is. I hope y'all listening, man. Like I said, it don't get no simpler than that. Now, Lindy, are you going to be able to hang out for the rest of the show? You got time to hang out with us for the night, or are you a busy
woman? I'm not doing anything. I'll hang out.
Uh-oh. All right, y'all. So here we go. Going to get back to the music real quick, y'all. Daggers News Beauty of the Week, Ms. Lindy Washington hanging out tonight. We're going to get Levi. I see Levi still hanging out, my man. That's good. And like I said, they'll tell where the conversation is going to go, but we're going to find out. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, Dagger Queen. Let's get it in. Like I said, I'm on this R&B tip tonight, y'all. So, ladies, still thank Levi Kev, y'all. He started this all off. Let's go.
Whatever the time, the cold remains. Yeah. Conversations and emails.
Daddy, I've got transcripts of all the conversations today, no mention of Usher. I'm hacking into your email now, but this computer is running a bit slow. Perhaps if we didn't have dial-up.
Bitch, don't start with that we need another computer again. You say that shit every time a new iMac comes out. You ain't slick. You better make that G4 work, bitch, and stop playing with me.
Yes, Daddy.
What's going on, y'all? SKE Records in the building, holding it down, and right now, I'm kicking it with my homies, The Dagger and Queen V, on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure. Let's do the roll call. Let's make sure everybody has Dagger's Newest Beauty of the Week this week. Ms. Lundy Washington, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, all right. Hold on. What else? My man Levi, still in the building.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. And then, welcome to the building for the first time. My man, J-Rock, how you feeling tonight, man? How you feeling, man? Like I said, this is your first time calling over here, man. You know, I done had a show for like 2 years, nigga, and you've been the homie, and this is your first time calling. You know that, right?
No, I called. I thought we were talking about porn and shit, remember?
Oh, yeah. Probably when we were talking about porn, that would be a time you would call in. But
yeah, that was the only reason why. What's going on, though?
Nah, nigga, we chilling, we relaxing. About to get into the swing of things right here. My first question is that I want to bring up, not really a question, just something I've noticed, and I want to see if people agree with me or not. And since we got some people in the building or whatever, you know, I want to open it up to my Beauty of the Week first, and then we're going to open it up to my nigga J-Rock, and then we just go down the line from there, because y'all can hear me and Queen talk at all times. So what I'm starting to realize on it, and it just may be the inebriation that I'm under right now, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm a little high, you know, I'm waiting to get a little bit higher, and I'm sipping this drink and everything right now. And it's messing with me because, you know, it's hump night, and I'm like, man, I'm thinking, man, I want some, you know? And I'm trying to think, and I'm just saying, does alcohol, weed, whatever your choice is, because I just feel that, does it always put that thought of sex in people's minds? Does it, and then I guess a two-part question is, does it amplify sex? Because there are a lot of people out there that feel, they might not feel they need to drink or smoke or do whatever before they have sex, but there's a lot of people that want to or that would rather, or if it's available, then it's like, yeah, for sure, let's do that. So does it all come together? Ms. Lundy, what's your opinion on that?
You're talking about, like, does weed and alcohol amplify sex?
Well, yeah, does it amplify it? Does it always lead to it? I mean, or whatever your choice may be, because, you know, not everybody smokes, not everybody drinks, but most people do at least one or the other.
Yeah, me, myself, personally, I'm not a smoker,
but
with me,
here we go.
Drinking, yeah, with me with drinking, like, if I'm drinking wine or, you know, I'm just going to say wine. Like, I get a buzz, but if I'm drinking, like, Grey Goose or Hennessy, like, that brings out the freakiest out of me. So I'm going to say yes. It does.
And dog.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't even got to ask you, man, but go ahead, man. What's your opinion on this, man? Because my nigga State's faded right here. Go ahead.
You know me, I stay going in on the yak, but I don't know. When I do, yeah, I feel like taking something to Pound Town. Like, clearly, you know, even if I smoke a little bit, you know, you get a, because you know I don't smoke, but, you know, the times that I have smoked it, you know.
Right.
You feel a certain type of way, you know, like you want to smash something. But the thing about alcohol is, if I get obliterated, like I'm just completely out of it, like it can desensitize your wang. So, like, you know, you bang it, but you got to bang for so long before you can, you know what I'm saying, blast one off.
But I mean, but isn't that kind of a good thing though? Because it's like you kind of taking it down though.
It depends. If you're not trying to showboat too much and you're just trying to kind of get in and get out, then no. Because certain times, like I said, you don't want to do too much. And it's like,
yeah, this nigga said, all right, get in, get out.
Yeah. I mean, like,
does it happen like that, man? Like I said, would you rather, like, because I see, let me just interject something. Like I said, as far as I go, when you see your girl or whoever you about to take down or whatever, she got a drink in her hand, like, damn, like, yeah, I need some of that. She got a blunt in her hand, too, like, yeah, I need some of that, too. Like, yeah, let's do, you know, it's just all like, yeah.
Well, I usually have the bottle, you know, myself, so, you know, I'm usually trying to influence the girl, like, here, you need some of this. So, like, have some of this. I mean, it's not necessary, I mean, because it's usually good to go, but, you know, make it kind of more fun to kick back. Nobody likes to drink alone, you know, especially if you're going to bang, you know, you want to get a little loose, too, you know, like you are, but, like I said, like, it could be a bad thing, too, because, like I said, if you're going, you already put it down,
you go both ways. But Levi, what you thinking about that, man? Where you at with the drink and the takedown sessions? And the drugs.
You know me, man. I'm Mr. Sex Education, so I don't need either one. I don't smoke anyway, so, you know what I mean? All I do is just put on a beat, I sing it, draws off, and I'm good to go.
Look at my man right here. Like, it's all here. None of that. Okay, all right. Like I said, hey,
whoa.
Everybody got their way to get. Queen, my co-host.
I mean, because I'm one of those people, I rarely smoke. When I do smoke, but I do it, like, okay, in a social setting. So it's like when I'm with my dude or, you know, whoever I'm with, you feel me? Like, yeah, it brings out that side of me. Now, when I'm drinking, it depends on the setting. It depends on the setting of where I'm drinking. Like, sometimes I'd be just too drunk and I'd be like, oh, nah, I'm cool. Sometimes I'd be like, okay, no, I want to function. And then it's like, when I'm with the person that I want to, you know, take down, it's like, oh, yep, we in the game. Yep. We're in the game. Take clothes off and let's go. Let's go. Like, I guess it does. I guess for me, alcohol kind of does bring out the freaky side of me. The Scorpio in me is that way anyway. So just, oh, sorry, y'all. Happy Scorpio season. Woo woo.
Yeah, Scorpio.
So, you know, it's just like, so once you get a little bit of alcohol in me and I'm with the person that I want to be with and, you know, it's time for all that stuff to get cracking, even when I'm by myself, I'm like, oh, no, them dirty text messages start coming out and, you know, hey, this is what I want. I want
what?
It right now. You need to figure it out.
You did a drug sex thing with me?
Those be funny, man. The drunk text, the drunk calls.
Like,
I get a couple of those every now and then from people.
I always send up something like some way out shit to people that I shouldn't send it to, like chicks and shit in my contacts. And then the next morning I wake up and I'm like, fuck, I sent that. Like one night I sent a mass text out. It was like to like all the chicks that weren't related to me or like a homie's girl in my phone. It was like, I want that pussy.
You sent a drunk text to the homie's girl?
No, I said that every person, every girl in my contacts that wasn't a homie's girl,
but
that wasn't a relative, and that wasn't a relative or a homie's girl. It was just, I want that pussy, you know, exclamation mark. And the next morning, I remember, that was the first thing that popped in my head, like, wow, I said that, and I looked, I was like, God, like that. Like, fucking drunk text. Like, I don't know.
Nah, that's funny.
Not a good
thing.
My
nigga Lush, though, like I said, he wears that. We're not going to call him a drunk or alcoholic. That's what I call him personally. But he'll say he's a Lush. My man be getting lonely, V.O. And I can't do the drunk text because I get the drunk calls and I get the drunk text. Like, and then it's also weird. It's also funny because the most of the times when I get those kind of calls or texts, I'm not drunk or anything like that. So it's hard to be on the same level with somebody when they're drunk and you're not. It's just like, no, this is not like what is this?
And,
like,
you know what's fucked up about it? Wait, you know what's fucked up about it, Decker? I usually get the responses the next morning when I'm sober. It's like I never get a response back that night. Like, okay, I'm faded and I can still go off. But like the next morning when I'm sober, it's awkward.
Because they know you fucked up, J-Rock. That's wrong. But, all right, hold on. We're going to get the Daggers double play real quick. We got everybody chilling out. We're going to try to stay on track here. Oh, man, what am I doing? I'm about to do something like this. We'll be right back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. We got a full night. We hanging out. We chilling. Be right back.
Man, this shit is crazy right here, man. I don't know what I got to keep doing. Y'all ain't fucking with the fans. I hate, all right? Yeah, L.A. West Coast all day.
Killing shit, a homicidal, crazy nigga in a bell tower, sniper rifle, headhunting niggas. Used to think that we was bad, now I'm always getting hot. Used to think I'll always had a homie, little Philly dog. Used to think I'd never cry, and now a nigga's out of tears. Realizing what I used to think doesn't matter here. Used to think that self-esteem I never had, it played the wall. Now all I do is wave my middle finger.
Used to be a
used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, ain't no telling what I'm like.
I used to grind in the dirt. I used to cry till it hurt.
No more
I
was
love till the end. When is my time gonna come?
It ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
be what I used to.
The mother niggas, they ain't me the dagger. Get the nigga A, bro,
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
I used to be the fat kid, 285 pounds. If I was in your class, I'm the one you would clown. Used to think things would never change, a nigga couldn't get the help. Used to think my life was worthless. Used to wanna be them niggas that I saw on the TV. Used to wanna platinum records just for selling my CD. Used to lie to everybody, telling bitches what they wanna hear. Karma's real, used to think it wasn't. Year to year, I used to think that things would get a little better. Used to think that I would make it rap, and now I'm thinking never. Used to think you needed bars to win an award. Do you hear a CD, nigga? Right now I used to think that that would be me. But I used to think I wouldn't be alive to see. Rolling with me. Used to think they wouldn't care a dagger to his up and down. The only thing that you can never say, he used to never try.
I used to be a used to. Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I might do.
I used to grind in the dirt.
I'm still crying.
I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I want your love to the end. When is my time gonna come?
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
be what I used to.
The niggas, they ain't me. The jacket bitches, they get A4,
used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to
be what I used to.
The niggas, they ain't me. The jacket bitches, they get A4,
fuck what I
I used to think, I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Step your bars up and shut the fuck up and shut down. Bitches out of bounds, better pick a lane and do it quick, cause I don't follow pussy over here, pussy follow dick. If you got a problem, turn around and walk. You either with it or you're not, that's it. We don't gotta talk, get the big boo. Bitch, you ain't cute. I'm watching thirsty niggas cause they like to pick last and first shoot. Priorities don't mean a thing when homies are your enemies. And bitches getting babies, not a job or a wedding ring. Sad thing with sympathy, what are you, delirious? Check the dictionary, in between shit and syphilis. Never been more serious, niggas don't even come around. The only niggas that I know that hold it down. About to smoke a pound, daggers heavily medicated. Pupils dilated, I admit it,
gotta stay faded.
I used to be used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to. Now I'm a new man, no telling what I'm like.
I used to cry till it hurt. I used to cry till it hurt.
No more.
I will love till it hurts. When is my time gonna come?
Ain't gon' happen.
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Be what I used to.
The niggas, they ain't me, they got me. They can act so
I used to be a used to.
Yeah, you're right, I used to.
But I never got used to.
But now I'm kinda used to.
Like this.
My heart away now, feeling like a hostage. Follow this, when I met her, she was independent. Tall, black, nice, rack, booty was the business. She was with the business, smoke, drink, and party on. Business telling me she want another girl to lick up on. I was gone, put her first, I cared like she earned her place. When other girls was trying to set you right to their face, never hesitated once. Chicken life, it ain't a joke. One night, we fucked a girl, and then she almost slit her throat. For real, y'all, but you're not the juggler lover. When I saw that, that's when I knew I was in love with her. You are a natural born killer. Ride it down and get it in. But if you're gonna kill the bitch, don't talk about it, do it then. We change hearts and did the things that couples do. But happiness, it didn't last. What the fuck I'm gonna do?
Do I hold on? Do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found I don't know. I hold. Do I hold on? Or do I let it go? And if I'm gonna change, then tell me where I'm gonna go.
Mama, when it kicked you out, daddy never gave up on. Lost a job, what I do, bed down, picked you up. This shit gets real tense, listen up and hear me out. We moved in with a girl I used to fuck and a nigga out. It didn't last, forgot about. Moved in with my mom and dad, they were mad, she was sad. Things were getting really bad. My parents never fucked with us, didn't wanna fuck with y'all. I'm in the middle, holding down the center like it's basketball. Then they made a leave, daggers knocking never ease. I'm paying for the rent, she fucking niggas for some groceries. Protect my car to see these niggas acting strange and very odd. Fucking niggas at your work, I got you the job.
Damn.
So that's the way it is, you want to be a silly hoe, you say. This was my chance to go, break loose and get away. A lot of y'all would choose to walk, that is dumb, I chose to stay.
Do I hold on or do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found I don't know.
If I had it, you got it. Spoiled the girl right and kept her hands in my pocket. But I didn't stop at times, I'm good and things got better. She wanted her own apartment, now we living together. You see, it started with a lot of fun, but ended with a lot of pain. I'm not ashamed to tell my story, let me explain. You did, I faked it several months, I thought that no one could touch it. Until this bitch that I used to fuck decided to fuck it. When you left me for the second time, you thought I wasn't getting right. Cause you was always fucking other niggas getting out of line. But I told you, grind it out, so calm your nerves and take a look. She wants what you got, that's why she's beeping over Facebook. Now you back to doing whole shit, should've left me dead. Fucking niggas in our house, in our room, in our bed. All the shit I did for you, all the shit I should've done. I went to jail for nothing, now you pray and hope you have fun.
Do I hold on, or do I let it go? Everything that I think about, I found I don't know.
Oh,
Kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a gang, like this is what you is, ho. Tell shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You just get that? I'm loud. I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't got to talk loud no more, because you're only right here, trick. Yeah, I said it, bitch, you two-timer. Yeah, I said it, you two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? You think I don't know what you're doing? That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have...
West Coast really great, tough night.
Says the shape.
Bang out radio. Bang out radio.
Oh yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, let's make sure and see if we can get everybody back in. Miss Lundy, still good?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Levi, Kev, still in the building?
Yeah, man.
All right, my nigga J-Rock, still good? Rock. Never mind then. All right. Now it's time for, as you know, one of my favorite segments that we usually have on this show every now and then is what I like to call, you know, am I wrong? Because every now and then shit happens, and I keep trying to figure out am I wrong or not, because I keep wanting to be wrong, but I don't get it sometimes. And, again, this goes back to, like, me saying that I'm probably going to always end up alone because there's certain shit I just don't deal with. And it amazes me sometimes the shit that I'm expected to deal with. So maybe I'm over the top, maybe, you know, feel free to let me know, especially, like I said, for Beauty. I know my co-host is going to let me know. Levi, just, you know, I know from a man's perspective, you know, you can give me your opinion in a second as well. Now, number one, the girl I'm speaking on right now, out of all the girls that I do have some kind of contact with or I've had some kind of contact with, I have known this girl, like I say, as far as in the years, known her, like the longest, like 17 fucking years. Like we go like way, way back. But the gaps in between when we see each other or when we would chill with each other or whatever have been so far in between that time doesn't really matter, at least on my end. So let's get that part out of the way first. And it's amazing because she keep coming at me on some, look, we just need to be together, and you just need to start doing this, 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 and this. I'm like, excuse me? Like, number one, who, you tell me what I got to do. But this, you know, I play along with certain shit because I be wanting to hear what people got to say. Like, okay, well, what are you talking about? Now, again, she stays in the boonies. I stay in L.A. I stay in the city. L.A., West Coast all day. This is where I'm at. Now, she's out in the boonies. And what I mean by the boonies, and when I say the boonies, that's at least – a two-hour drive from L.A., no matter what direction I go, the fucking boonies. That's where she's at. Now, she's on some shit. Like, now, if we're going to be together, first of all, we got to talk and text every day. Number one, look, I don't like being on the phone that long. And I'm talking about, like, okay, hey, what's up? How you doing? I can do that, like, have a good day type shit and everything. But she be on that 2-3 hour conversation, can you fall asleep on the phone with me type shit. And I'm like, this is not high school. I mean, what the fuck is this? But these are demands. This is like a list of things. Also, I have to make sure I'm able to come out there to see her at least 3 times a month and want me to drive. But she got a car and don't ever want to come to L.A. because she got a kid and doesn't have a reliable babysitter that she trusts out there. So not only if I go out there
and I got to go out there. I got to go out there during the time when the kids sleep, during which is booty call hours anyway. So what the fuck, any kind of relationship, any kind of matter for, so what the fuck is all this extras for? Is my speculation wrong in this sense? Because like I said, it just seems like a whole lot of finger pointing. You got to do this. It's for what?
No.
For what? To
no.
hang out and fuck? To hang out and fuck you? Nah, I'm good. Like, I don't need, like, that. Nah, that's too much. Like, for what?
No, you're not wrong.
I don't think you're wrong.
No, not at all. I just, like, I think, especially the second demand, I think is too much. I think that's a lot. Like, you have a kid, and now you're talking about, oh, not only do you got a guy, but now you got to come during booty call hours because of your kid. Like,
and you
wait.
Ain't even willing
so
to
then
jump
that
on
you
no kind of gas money or nothing. You ain't willing to help me get out there or you know, or anything. And like I said, like at least 2 hours, and I drive fast. You know what I mean? I don't obey the speed limits. I try to get where I'm going as quickly as possible. So you know, but still, so it's like I would leave L.A. because like I said, when we used to mess around or whatever we do, and when she was giving me change to do that or whatever, like I said, this is years ago. So it's like. I'm not going to fall back into the same situation, too, especially on top when you're already telling me what you're not going to do, but you're still demanding all this and expecting me to do that. And, again, the balance is not even, even right there. I'm glad I'm not seeing that wrong. But when it was going down and we was doing shit like that or whatever, like I said, I would leave L.A., like, after traffic, maybe about 9:30. I would get there about 11:30, 12, hit by like one and then have to be going all the way back to L.A. Like no kind of spending the night or whatever, anything like that anyway. So it's like, that would just be this. I don't need that anymore. This, like I said, that was years ago. Like, why am I going to go back to doing some shit like that again? And then that's supposed
that
to be
a
relationship. And that's supposed to be a relationship. And we do that three times a month. That's all we, like, okay. I'm just making sure I'm not crazy because this is, I don't understand what some of these females out here really expect niggas to be out here doing. Or are there niggas out here that just be on, oh, let me do this. Yes, that's no problem. Yeah, I'm on. Like, I don't understand. Is this what I don't know. But, okay, but I'm not crazy. That's okay. I just wanted to make sure because this is the shit that's scary to me. And I know there's just some fucked up situations out there in the world. And I don't be trying to speak ill of people or whatever, but it's just that I say it all the time, especially when it comes to ladies, and I'm sorry to say that as well, but ladies tend to just expect certain shit, which you should, but some shit, you know, it just goes too far. But on their side, it's like, no, that's just easy. You know, no, that shouldn't be no problem.
No,
and it's like, oh, here we go. Yeah, talk to me. I'm not talking all ladies.
You're not
going to
bash
them. But ladies
now,
tend to.
You're not going
to
do.
But ladies, I'm not
you're
putting
not
everybody under the table like that or whatever. But at the same time, ladies tend to do shit. Like, you know, they learn from dudes and everything. But I said that at the same time, too, that everybody's just playing back and forth off of each other. And I always say that. You know, I give women their intelligence when they're intelligent, when they're smart, when they do what they do or whatever. Like I said, they don't do dumb shit. Like, you, Lundy, you don't do dumb shit. My co-host doesn't do dumb shit. There are a lot of dumb females out there in the world doing dumb shit, giving y'all a bad rap. That's all I'm really saying.
No, I mean, I don't think they're necessarily doing us a bad rap. It's all about when you're a lady and you know how to carry yourself to a certain caliber. I mean, you know, no matter what the next lady do. Let me take your hood for you. No matter what the next bitch do, that doesn't reflect that on you. You know, I think men and women both do dumb shit and expect for dumb shit to happen. You know, because I ran across a man who asked me was I a dancer because of my fucking dog.
Wait, was you what
you know,
now? I missed that. One more time.
I asked a man. I mean, I have a man that asked me one time before, was I a dancer at a club because of my dog. You know, I have one of those little tiny Yorkies.
Oh, yeah, that's dumb.
So you have to be a dancer at a club because you had a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
I mean, I kid you not. Like, that really, like, I was like, what the fuck? You know, like...
we're all saying that. Like, what the fuck? Like...
And he was like, well, every stripper that I know have a little dog like that, like... Okay,
wow.
So I guess the white bitches that are married and, you know, living in
multi-million-dollar homes. I guess those are strippers too, right?
Nah. Like I said, yeah, everybody, we're not denying that everybody do dumb shit, but I don't know. Because I don't know, Levi, like I said, what do you, when you get into situations, do you expect certain shit, or do you just, like I said, you just do you, and then, because that's how I get down, it's like, I do what I do, and it's like, you either with it or you're not, either we're going to work, we're going to come to certain terms and agreements. It's kind of like a negotiation at first, when, you know, at least, I don't know if
you're
feeling
what
I'm
saying.
CBJ or anything. See,
you're another CBJ.
It's not about
that.
It's about understanding.
You know me, dog. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to have my expectations. First of all, it is what it is. Now, if we talking about something serious, all right, look, man, just be 100. If you just want to fuck, then just say you just want to fuck.
Bottom line.
Then it goes both ways. If I'm going to try to you, then fuck you, you're going to try to me. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Work out something, right? Something, like, what the fuck? It's all one way. And all technically I'm getting is driving out there to chill with you for an hour and fuck, basically, or maybe, or whatever, and then get, what the fuck is that?
That's a waste of gas. I'm sorry. No pussy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, all women should have standards, but I feel like there's also, when it comes, I've said this before on the show, when it comes down to relationships, it doesn't matter what kind we're talking about. Everything should be, we should either have terms and agreements on our relationship, or everything should be 50-50. It shouldn't matter. Like, if I'm talking to a man, I don't expect the man to do too much for me, because just like Wendy was saying earlier, like, I can get out here and do myself. I don't want you to do anything for me. You feel me? I can get out here and make my own bread. I can do all the stuff that I want to do because I can. Because if a man was to leave me tomorrow, what would I have? You feel me? Depending
exactly.
on you isn't gonna help me get anywhere that I need to go. So, I mean, if we're going to be in a relationship, then we should help each other. Not everything
exactly.
just being, oh, because you said, or because, you know, I feel like you should be doing it this way, or this, that, and the third. We should always be able to come to a compromise on things, because at the end of the day, you could be gone tomorrow. I could be gone tomorrow, and then what? Then everything that I was expecting from you is now gone, and then what am I supposed to do?
And then it's also
you can't depend on people to get you what you want done in your life. Like, that's stupid to me. I've always felt that way.
Like,
that's
recently, because this is the circle we keep getting caught in, right? Like I said, it's funny because I like going around in it sometimes just to see if anything's going to change. Because like I said, number one is always, and I say it many, many times, I don't do long-distance relationships point-blank, period. If you're my girl, you're supposed to be my girl, I feel you should be, like, if I dial up, you should be within, like, 10 minutes from me or something like that. You know what I mean? If you just ain't doing shit, I'm talking just like if you ain't doing shit, nah, shit, ain't doing shit. What you doing, babe? What's up? Like, I want to be able to see you, and it's crazy because that's the kind, like I said, I expect a lot of shit too. It's like, I want my girl to be on dial up, like, she needs to be faster than Domino's. If she ain't at work or on some other shit or whatever, it's like, babe, I want to see you, get over here, or whatever, like, get here, like, or something, you know.
No,
and that's
man.
Just how
okay,
I
so
feel.
Let me ask
that's
you
called
this.
POD.
And that's just
let
how
me
I
ask
feel.
You, let me ask you this, okay, so with the expectations that you hold for your girl, do you give the same?
It would be the same way, yes. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I give that. When I'm in certain situations, if I'm able to give it, I've done that. That's why I can say that, because I've been on call for girls. That was normally my problem. I used to be on call for too many people. You know, I was trying to bounce too many different places. I had to stop all that. You know what I mean? I had to start throwing that down. But When I was in giving the relationships and everything, yeah, I did a lot. That's what I do. I give my all when I'm in that situation. But
see,
it doesn't happen, at least in my experiences, it just hasn't been the other way, because I've always been the one that was the one doing shit, and ain't nobody else. And eventually they may start off doing shit, because, see, when I get into it with somebody, like we were talking about earlier, it has to be a 50-50 thing. I look for women. I want a woman to have a job or doing something or want to bring something to the table or anything like that, just like I want to, so we can get something to do something together. It usually starts off like that, but then motherfuckers fall off and shit, and then I'm left carrying the whole situation. And then once, you know, shit goes off balance, then shit starts. I don't even want to get into those stories, but
you know. But yeah. I give mine when I'm in that situation because I know what to expect or what I would expect back. But that's just the situation. But
me personally, like when I meet a man, like my first word to a man is like, look, let me tell you something. Like before this even goes any further, or this is, you know, we decide what route we want to go, that I don't need you to do anything for me because I can do for myself, okay? And I want you to give me what you expect for me to give to you. Like, be all the way in this. Don't be halfway in this, and don't be, like, a foot in this, you know? You're not going to be all the way in this. Be in it, you know? Be in it. If you're going to be in it, be in it. But I tell them quickly, like, I'm celibate, you know, I'm celibate. Like, I can fuck myself better than anybody can fuck me. You know, I love to play with myself. I'm just being honest, you know. I've been celibate for, like, November the 5th to make it a year, okay? I can fuck myself.
We're going to let that marinate for a second, y'all. We're going to be right back here on West Coast Wednesday. Dagger, Queen, Lundy. Levi, man. Good night, good night. We'll be right back, y'all. Hold on. Now, not good night like that. It's been a good night. Excuse me. Like I said, I'm under the influence. Let's go.
I got a one-way pass for you to come see me, girl. Cause I wanna see you naked. Your body work, say I'm always eager. This time I see you stripping first. Resin for a play, I just wanna watch you. You move like my queen, I'm king of the castle. You a trophy girl, put you on a mantle. Put you on a game, it's text you can handle. I'ma make you prove it, put it on your boy so good. Might lose it, I'm feeling on your booty. Practice make perfect, you been checking me for a while. So I guess you feel I deserve it. Make it with a holster, finer than a poster. That's what I call body heat, I pull you.
My bad, no disrespect at all, but I forgot what I was on tonight. Let's get this back right. My bad.
I've been missing you, I'm all alone. Been waiting patiently since you've been gone. I just wanna let you know when you get home. And the way you're making me feel is out of control, and I just can't stop it. All those sexy things, your fantasies, I love just while you watching you in front of me. It's all I see, and sexy you the topic. Think about this for some time, all alone, just you and I. Mama's got some things to show you, boy, I'm about to blow your mind. Never felt like this before, got you screaming, give me more. In front of me, it's all I see, and I can't take no more. Don't say that I ain't want you. All that you want, all you need, everything that you desire. Boy, I'm guaranteed to fulfill your dreams. Let's set this place on fire. Waiting on this for some time to show you how I feel inside. Boy, I got a lot to show you. Lay down and enjoy the ride. Never felt like this before. Feeling like you want some more. Me on top of you, starting on the bed.
Put it on, put it on, put it on you. I gon' put it on, put it on.
Down, 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 down
down. All I need, baby, I'm what you need, baby, 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 baby. I'm all I need, baby, I'm what you need, baby, baby.
I ain't no fool, I'm not blind. I knew what you was doing all the time. I beat the game that you was running right from the jump. So don't even run. Thought you was slick banging in them streets. I bust my ass while you on your creep. Started right here and now you say lay your days and down. Gotta know your sign.
Bye-bye, so wrong.
Get your things, grab your gear, get the hell on out of here.
Yeah, well, move on.
You can get this stepping out, baby. Got to go now. Hey, but you came with this time to hit the road now. You can skip the drama cause your story's getting older.
Save it for the next one.
Cause this thing here is done. Having nothing more to see. I'm finished here in your life. This is where I try to live. Waiting for you outside.
Come up to the next one who really wants to love me right.
I'm so through with you.
Acts so undercover.
why Tom Cruise is in the closet, but I'm being joined now by famous singer-songwriter R. Kelly.
Well, I was just standing here, and Tom Cruise locked himself in the closet. I asked myself, why won't Tom Cruise just come out the closet? But nobody has no answers. And so I pull out my gun. Tell me why Tom Cruise in the closet, or else I'm gonna shoot someone.
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Trial Mackie. You're tuned in to the West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with the Dagger and Queen V.
Yo, we're back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen. Still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, we're going to get ready to get up out of here real quick. Make sure everybody's still checked in real quick. Ms. Lundy, still good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Levi.
Yeah, man.
All right, J-Rock.
Cuckoo!
Oh, now your bitch ass is paying attention. Too bad, nigga. We about to get up out of here now. But, nigga, you up first, man. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick, man, or you want to give an Instagram or something? You want people to follow you on some shit, man, anytime? Or anything you want people to know about you, man, let them know real quick. Let them know what's up.
Who you talking to, me?
Yeah, you, nigga.
Okay, I was spacing out a little bit of shit.
Yeah,
if you want to follow me on Instagram, leave_no_trace64. So, you know, if you want to, follow it, hit it up, whatever, I don't care.
All right, my dude. Well, good looking, man. Thanks for checking in tonight, all right, man? Check in a little more often, man, and pay attention next time. The niggas all got YouTube, all right, man? You on that bullshit.
I was off the phone. I put the phone down.
Yeah. All right, nigga. Good looking out, though. Levi. All right, man. One more time, though. Again, let people know they can follow you quicker before you get out of here. You know you're gonna bring in this little. You gave me permission to play it, so before you get out of here, bring in the sample too, and I'm gonna play it right behind you.
Oh yeah, man. What it is, your boy Levi Kev, West Coast all day. You know what I'm saying? I'm nice with Dagger Queen V, motherfucker. Y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, homeboy. This is the teaser. It ain't the full song. It's just a teaser. Of good love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. See, just teasing y'all ladies. Like I said, it's Levi's fault with his song. He got me on his R&B tip tonight, man. So, ladies, like I said, keep begging this nigga. Here we go. Like that. Oh, yeah.
See, this is why.
You are more than welcome to come and holler at me.
These days I'm
going to
invest in longer shows, so we're going to extend all this out or whatever. But it's cool. You got, like I said, you're always welcome back. We'll get you back on here and holler at us. But any shout-outs you want to give real quick? Again, let people know where they can find you, Instagram, Facebook, anything you want to let people know about you real quick, let them know what's up.
Well, you can find me on Facebook. I don't do too much media, social media, but you can find me on Facebook. Look me up at London, Washington. I want to give a shout-out to my parents, first and foremost. I want to give a shout-out to Scott. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Courtney for listening in. I also want to give a shout-out to you and Queen for having me here.
Nah, no problem. So. Thank you.
Not at all.
Again, thank you so much for hanging out. Again, you got the number, and I hope you come back and holler at us at any time you feel you ain't got nothing else going on, all right?
All right,
for sure. Queen, was you feeling me tonight? Did you feel me when I was over there?
I was like, okay. Well, all right, I see what kind of mood you in tonight. I gotta put up my sign on my little door and turn out my lights and stuff.
As I was saying earlier, I mean, it was like, if you wouldn't that be like you had a little sip of drink, like could you imagine, like, you know, a sip of drink, whatever you're sipping on, you know, if you smoke, nice blunt, you know, play the show back, you know, and just do what you do. And you had 2 hours. I mean, we provided good, you know, don't mind us talking in the background, but, you know, we was good, but but we was on tonight. Like, I love
that's
it.
Right.
But, again, that's not just us, y'all. That's thanks to y'all again. Y'all independent artists. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. Y'all make this shit go down, y'all. We all in this together. So, again, thanks for everybody doing what they're doing. Like I said, the beauty's coming through. Lundy Washington, everything's all good. We are all in. Everybody's got to do their part. And it's fabulous when things just come together like that. So, like I said, I'm in a good mood. So, sorry, Queen. Go ahead. Any shout-outs you want to give tonight? Let people know what's up. You know, all that good shit before we get up out of here.
First off, shout outs to everybody who tunes into Bang Out Radio, who tuned into Bang Out Radio, who goes back and downloads the shows and all of that. I appreciate that. You guys really don't know. Next, shout out to Dagger. I appreciate you. You really don't know how much I really appreciate you and how much I appreciate the opportunity. I also want to give a shout out to, this guy I met today, Bill McNulty. He gave me free Laker tickets. So,
going
to
the
Laker game. Yeah. I'm going to the Laker game. So, I that was a good thing to happen to me today. So, shout out to him and, you know, and all of his advice and everything that he gave me to, you know, help try to take Bang Out Radio to the level that I want to take it to, that me and Daniel both want to take it to. I appreciate that. Yeah, you guys can find me on Facebook.com/ColeyBaby. You also can find me on Twitter at Callie Queen V. Again, that is Callie Queen V, V-E-E. All independent artists, you guys can send me your music to Queen V, V-E-E, 1991@gmail.com. Again, that is Queen V-E-E, 1991@gmail.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Bang Out Radio and on Twitter at Real Bang Out. You guys can find out about our shows and all that good stuff we got going on those two sites. Y'all talk to me. I'll talk to
that. Y'all. And, of course, you know the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. West Coast Wednesdays, man, it was a good night. Learned a lot, talked a lot of shit. Like I said, I'm not wrong in certain situations. Like I said, I just can't fall for dumb shit. I've been through too much shit already, and I refuse to just go back into bad situations. So, and like I said, I know what I do have to offer, even though, you know, I'm in fucked up situations right now. Overall, you know, I know what I got to bring to the table, and I can't sell myself short for any, you know, just dumb situations. But, again, that's just that. But also, again, thanks for everybody that tuned in tonight. If you're downloading this later, again, keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All you got to do is use that email on, like, the social sites or whatever. I'm not on too many. What am I on? I'm on Facebook, and I think something else, but I don't know what it is. But
most likely if you search that email, you'll find me. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm over there, too, somewhere over there. But, again, I hope you wrote down what Queen said, because I'm not good at that. I just do the show. But, again, shouts out to Levi Kev. Make sure y'all support those that support Bang Out Radio. Shouts out to Lundy Washington for hanging out with us tonight. Again, y'all, my nigga J-Rock checking in, even though he wasn't in. But that nigga, like I said, he's a lush. But, again, just y'all know what we over here trying to do. That's just bottom line. I'm not going to speak too much. I'm not going to speak too long. But at the same time, it's when things come together, it's always good. And that's what we're trying to do over here. We're providing a platform for not only us, for y'all, for everybody to enjoy themselves, have a good time. So if you know somebody that's about that, tell them where we at. It's real simple. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, every Wednesday night from 9 to 11. You know, fuck you Fridays, every Friday from 6 to 8. I got to get on my P's and Q's about that. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'll be saying fuck you to fuck you Fridays. I'm not even going to lie, but I got to get back on there because, again, shit's been kind of good right now. I'm trying to ride this positive, you know, wave right now. So, you know, I don't be wanting to bring it all the way down. But I got to do something, so I'm going to let y'all know what's up. But, of course, Slap Sundays every Sunday from 7 to 9. And then the Triple M Show every Monday from 7 to 9, which, you know, it's just Mo Music Mondays, all talk. Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. All music, no talk. God, I'm backwards. I got my mind on other shit right now, y'all. I'm sorry. But and then we're right back here on West Coast Wednesday, something nice. So fuck with Bang Out Radio. Fuck with those that fuck with Bang Out Radio. And, man, celibacy, she did say she was celibate, huh? London girl, you crazy. But no disrespect. But when she does give it up, that man, whoever that man is, that's going to be a lucky, lucky man. All right, but again, shouts out to Lundy Washington. And we'll see y'all next week. I'll see y'all on Friday, hopefully. And, yeah, Bang Out Radio, we out of here, radio. We out of here.
Yeah, girl. You make a nigga want to sing right about now.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need.
Yeah, that's what
I need. A with it, girl. Knows how to please.
Gotta know.
But if you ain't with a girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But if you're with a girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play.
When I'm alone in my zone, I think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions are getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched. All the late night tassels and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoking some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If she with it, I did it. If I did it, she with it. If she got it, I get it. She like the way that I spit it. She's shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gone for more than a day. If she like it, I love it. Then I shove it inside. Then I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air.
Are you
with it,
girl? Cause that's what I need.
That's what I need.
I need a witty girl that knows how to please.
She got no, she got no.
If you ain't with a girl, then you can be on your way. Yeah, 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 yeah. But if you're with a girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play. Let's play.
One night like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We grown folks. It's a drink, cush the blow, we stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio, no Romeo. Fuck her like we belong in a hardcore porno. Gutter not get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep and swallows bitches a goddess. Serious Ryder, Mac and Rod Theory the answer. Kush and Molly stripper, quite little mama, what's happening? You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a cider. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Swears don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
I need a witty girl, cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl.
You gotta know,
but if you ain't with a girl, then you can be on your
away. Come on, let's play. Talking, no more playing. Show me what that pussy about. I lick it, stick it, rub it, dip it, make it drip and stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 4DB. I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours and not pulling out your weave. So make sure it's so tight, like I want them pussy walls. So when I'm
way up in it,
pussy flowing like Niagara Falls, sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always has a 4DB. Takes his time, but fuck some hard and faster. If we fucking on the boat, then girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy with it. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking.
It's what we do. See, with it, girls be fucking. Girls,
girls be fucking with it.
They pussy shaved up very trim. I love it when they body smooth. It's looking good and smelling right. I'll eat it, girl. I like the drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting nut and leave it in. But it's in her mouth for ass. No way she's getting pregnant then. With it, girl, cause that's what
I need
a witty girl that knows how to please.
Gotta know, gotta know.
Well, if you ain't witty,